all the Niall stans out there, last night we had the pleasure of some hilarious new content from his guest hosting gig on Jimmy Kimmel Live. To start out, we got to see him all dressed up in, to quote Niall, a nutmeg suit, which, if I may say so myself, we've been deprived of for way too long. Even better than the new high-quality pictures was his opening monologue, which had him reading some hilarious tweet reactions to him being announced as the host, obviously in an American accent. Setting the record straight on his official fans' name as the Horan Dogs, and he even got a sly dig in on former mentor Simon Cowell.
As a small child, I was pulled out of school for worldwide fame and fortune. When a deal was made with a powerful demon, or as you mortals call him, Simon Cowell.
Things only got better from there when he went to play history's dumbest round of golf with the Jonas Brothers after assigning some terrible handicaps to themselves by random draw. Niall, in a kilt and full set of bagpipes, still managed to get the best opening shot of the group. Meanwhile, Nick definitely had the biggest struggle teeing off with his lubed up club. I'm a golfer myself, and I must admit, even though it was a total hot mess, I would still like to play a round of golf with them. We were then graced by the sexiest call Lizzo has ever been on, where the two of them shared their experiences of starting from groups, spent the whole conversation flirting, and Niall even brought up her line about Drake in Rumors. She then confirmed, saying, "Actually, I have heard from Drake, but that's all I'm gonna say on that." Which seems to be a bit of an update from when we chatted to Lizzo, and she hadn't yet heard from him. We've got the full link to our interview in the description below. Lizzo and Niall finished off their flirty chat with a hilarious and slightly naughty game called Are We Compatible, since their fans all feel like they should date. This was filled with some important discussions, including farting, even three ways, and some animal noises.
Right, what is the minimum number of dates before I can fart in front of you? Serious question, by the way.
This is where it is, honey. This is a real question.
This might be the most important one.
First of all, I don't fart. I have rose air that kind of just, you know.
Me too.
It's like a nice breeze. I would say never. I have a sensitive nose. I can smell a flea fart.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't.
Me too, but I am going to struggle with this.
Wait, so what about you?
You can do whatever you want in front of me, girl.
You better block that.
Oh, please. Why did I sign up to this? I'm embarrassed myself.
At the end of the night, Niall had Twitter in a frenzy, and it was safe to say that it was a successful night for us Horan Dogs. A judge in Texas has granted Megan Thee Stallion the right to release a version of the BTS hit Butter on which she's featured. On Tuesday, Megan filed for emergency relief from the court, claiming that her record label 1501, Certified Entertainment, and distributor 300 Entertainment was blocking the release of the remix, and that her art will be impacted, the release of the song derailed, and her goodwill, reputation, and overall career will suffer detrimental, undesirable, and irreversible harm. Megan's reps argued releasing new music is vital to maintain her status as a relatively new but still up-and-coming artist. This is great news for all of us, as a judge ruled that the song can drop on Friday. "Y'all don't even understand how excited I am," Megan tweeted. The official BTS Twitter account teased, "Yes, Butter is back." We'll have the Butter remix on iHeart New Music this Friday, and we can't wait to hear what you think of it. Camila Cabello is speaking out against a culture of overwork, hustling, and business that led to severe burnout before the pandemic. In an Instagram post last night, Camila said, "One of the biggest things I learned during the pandemic was the importance of rest. Before, I literally had no choice but to stop and stand still. I didn't know what work-life balance was. I was completely burnt out and felt like I couldn't do this career anymore. Then I started seeing how after resting during that period, cultivating new hobbies, prioritizing my mental health, my friendships, and relationships, making time for exercise, and also enjoying being lazy again, I started to naturally feel inspired, passionate, and way more creative. In a culture that wears exhaustion and business as a badge of honor, remember, we are just animals who were meant to be roaming around the forest, eating, pooping, and making babies. And in the way our society is built, overwork is literally killing us. Culture constantly makes us feel like we don't do enough and we must be hustling and grinding. But don't forget that rest is honorable, necessary, and sacred. I think it's really admirable of Camila to be so honest with her fans about what she was going through. Shannon did an interview with Camila earlier this month where she mentioned that she could never go back to making music the way that she did before, and that she's feeling so much more creatively fulfilled than in her early career. This post is a really great reminder that we all need to stop and slow down and prioritize our mental health. What do you think about Camila's post? Let us know in the comments below. Thanks so much for watching this episode of The Filter. Let us know your thoughts on these music news stories down below. And don't forget to follow us on socials at iHeartRadio.ca.